Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagelin. You got, oh, man, Corey Majors.
Oh, ma'am.
And, of course, the famous Alec Medford. We're doing the show today live from Taco Bueno in Dallas, 7940 Forest Lane.
I can see how you would get that a little mixed up, though.
Yeah, it's tough to find addresses in the forest. And right now, brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. It is our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, gentlemen. How was my lead-in today?
He was good. He did not name check you today, but plenty of fascinating things to say. And we had a fascinating turn of events yesterday when it came to practice participation, because one of the ideas that we talked about yesterday was, hey, like, if CeeDee Lamb is limited, but we all think he's going to play, you should probably afford that same logic on the other side with Terry McLaurin. And then yesterday, and neither Terry McLaurin nor Deebo Samuel were able to practice. That feels like a wrinkle that could very much change the dynamic of this game.
Yeah, and also Dorrance Armstrong, DNP.
Oh, yeah, that's another one.
First 2 days.
So, yeah.
Between Deebo and McLaurin not practicing. See, limited, and I think we need to explain limited. Limited doesn't mean you're physically limited. It means you're not participating in all the snaps normally given to, like, a first-team rep, right?
Right.
And so that's why, you know, when you see CeeDee Lamb limited, well, yeah, he's just getting back. He hadn't practiced in, you know, 3 weeks. You're not going to wear him out during the week. You know, you want to get him to game day. And so between him, who else? Tyler Booker. You know, you just don't want to wear those guys out. Even Tyler Smith, who is practicing, but you just say, okay, let's not overdo it. And for, you know, I don't know if it's good news or not, but Jack Sanborn at least was full, which means he's available. I'm trying to be nice here, right?
Okay.
Because do you want to go back to where it was, or do you
want
to
really
keep playing the younger guys?
Yeah. Right? No, I hear
you. With
you.
Me?
No, I 100%. I am with you. I appreciate you setting it up like that.
And then other guy that has been full all week, Kalen Carson. Now, do you think he would better serve you on the 53, because there's still that open spot, right?
Yes.
Then maybe one of those backup cornerbacks that are just there for special teams purposes. So we'll see where that one goes. They don't have to make those moves with him or Mingo until Wednesday.
Okay. They're
going to finish their 21 days this week.
Understood.
And then by time they get back to practice, then or Tuesday, you have to decide you're moving them or you're leaving them on IR or you're releasing them one of the three things.
I promise.
Last Wednesday has already passed.
I know. Kevin. I promise I understand. But when you said Wednesday, it threw me for a loop. And yeah. I was like,
what day is it?
Hey, Mickey, today is Friday. I have terrible news for you. Go ahead. I was going to say, you mentioned Dorrance Armstrong. Obviously, that makes a big difference in this number, but you are going up against a Commanders team that has done a good job at getting to the quarterback, and they're sixth in the league in sacks. But like you said, I do kind of feel like that's another dynamic that could change quite a bit if you don't get Dorrance Armstrong.
Yeah, and again, you know, okay, they're getting to the quarterback. What's their defensive rank?
It's not
26th.
Yeah, and they're third to last in the NFL in giving up explosive plays. And so, obviously, the Cowboys have been very good at
right.
getting explosive plays.
And especially at home, and especially
yes.
scoring points at home, right?
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
You know, this is, I mean, I look at it as a pretty even Steven game, right? They've got as many losses as you do. They've got one more win. You got the tie. Right. So,
yeah,
they have some injury considerations themselves coming into this game, too.
And I think that has been reflected. I know normally you don't dabble in this, but the point spread has swung quite a bit. It's gone from Washington -2.5, depending on which circles you're traveling in, mm-hmm. to the Cowboys -1.5. So I think that is a reflection of perhaps the combination, especially yesterday, of Dorrance Armstrong, Terry McLaurin, Deebo Samuel. Like, that's a lot of missing weapons, especially since they just put a wide receiver on IR as well.
And then maybe they heard Shoddy saying if Lamb's breathing, he's probably playing.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that's worth a point.
Yeah. No, you're right about that. What did you think about – and I thought this was a good way to do it – is CeeDee Lamb said he thought he could have played last week, but they wanted to make sure he was all the way healthy and he would have no restrictions on him. Now, I realize hindsight would have been like, hey, maybe we could have played him for just a second and won the game. But that does feel like a move that hopefully can pay off in the long term.
Yeah, and you got to understand, guys never say they can't play.
That's probably
true.
They
could be sitting there with a crutch, right? Well, I can go out and do something, right?
Right.
So you got to be careful with that. And good that they feel that way. You know, you don't want a whiner. Well, I don't know, you know. And then for sure you're not putting them in. But in that case, and you've heard me say this a lot of times with the trainers, their philosophy is, when I let you go, I don't want anything to happen that you come back to me the next week. I want to make sure you're good enough to actually play football. And so that's normal, their you know, operating procedure with guys coming back from injury.
The I didn't get a chance to ask Jerry this, and I wanted to kind of have the conversation with you. Jaden Blue, Clayton Adams talked about him a little bit yesterday and basically was like, my understanding was we haven't been good enough to get him in enough opportunities. Was that kind of the same feeling that you were getting there? And do you think he's earned that spot, or do you think that they are looking elsewhere?
No, he's I don't know where else they're looking.
Okay.
What do you have available other than him? Well, you got Phil Maffa on injured reserve.
Okay.
But again, this guy hadn't played at all, right?
Yeah.
And you're going to say, okay, let me throw him in as my backup running back. They just haven't, I don't know if they haven't had opportunities to get him going. And the ones he's gotten, I mean, like last week, the run blocking was so poor, right? They ended up with 31 yards rushing. They were getting dominated up front. And we talked
right.
about that yesterday and why. So, you know, you give them a couple carries, there's not much room to go. They just need to get them in space a little bit, and that'll open up his ability to run inside. Maybe give them a whole series and see what happens. But, you know, you would like to say, okay, I got this lead. You know, I'm up 7 or so. Let me give him a series and give Javonte Williams a blow here. And I think that's probably what they're looking for, that opportunity.
And then that feels like another helpful spot to mention how Washington had really struggled against DeAndre Swift, who had had his own struggles this year. So potentially this is an advantageous defensive matchup for you.
Well, and again, you know, and this is what I've been wanting to see and really haven't had an opportunity to see it, is having Blue and Turpin on the field at the same time.
Fact.
With your two number one wide receivers.
Right.
So, you know, think about the possibilities there. Maybe they'll score 50 points.
And they might need to.
Or maybe they just need to get one receiver to catch 16 passes.
Man.
Dak said it was 20 balls and 4 touchdowns between Pickens and CD. So that's what I'm looking
for. Jamar Chase last night, I think he got targeted 23 times. So
I don't have another
receiver. Did you think the Steelers might have adjusted?
Yeah, I would have thought that.
No, that's not.
I thought they were, you know, the kings of defense. this guy's running free.
I definitely dropped one of my NFL questions this morning, was that the Steelers will win the AFC North and they are true contenders in the AFC. And I was like, you know what? We might need to save
that. Just tap the brakes just a little.
Yeah, that didn't feel particularly relevant anymore.
How about now, Flacco? Jeez.
So, and I'll admit,
he's on his way to the Super Bowl right now.
Made a little bit of fun.
Yeah,
of Mike Tomlin 2 days ago when he was like, I don't know about this, trading a quarterback. And I was like, dude, it's Joe Flacco. He stinks. And then he went out there and did that. And I was like, well, you know what, Mike Tomlin, that's why you are head coach and sit here.
It was a pretty good performance by the 40-somethings, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Did you like
the icy hot?
Yeah, bowl. The icy hot.
Yeah,
bowl.
Right.
We enjoyed
those
that.
Those guys on the post game have been pretty good on Thursday nights.
Yes, I agree. I think I might know the question to this. Do you just watch the regular broadcast, or do you get into any of the, like, stat-heavy options for that broadcast?
Yeah, I just do the regular one.
I'm not going to lie, Mickey, that would have been my guess.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'm not that nerdy and plus I'm sort of working up there while watching the game, and then
right.
They got my interest at the end, and I'm going, do not leave Aaron Rodgers 7 seconds.
Yeah.
I've seen it, right? And
yeah.
Look, you see how far he threw the ball?
Yes.
41?
Yeah,
I don't know which one was older. He got it to the end zone. He must have thrown it 70 yards.
It was impressive.
Yeah, he's 41. Flacco's 40.
40. Okay.
I did look that up last night.
Okay.
So.
Jeez. Yeah. But yeah, and I think we've learned that here too, haven't we?
Yes. Yes, we definitely have. Unfortunately, do you have a prediction for us?
Yeah, for what it's worth, right?
Yeah.
So the Cowboys been scoring at home. I think that'll continue. But as I've pointed out, they better score more than 30 to be able to win. So I got them winning 34-30.
Okay. Well, it sounds like you and I are in line when it comes to, if you took a gander at that over-under again.
And I didn't, but what do you think it is?
I mean, I know what it is. The last I saw it was 52.5, and I know that's high for an NFL over-under, but I thought perhaps there's some advantage that you could take of Las Vegas right there.
Oh, well, okay.
If you're looking for pseudo gambling tips, there's mine.
I can't even look at it, let alone do it.
That's right. Oh yeah, that's right. We have learned that. All right, thank you very much, good sir. We appreciate the time. We'll catch with you again on Monday.
I enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you very much.
Hey, did you just say gander?
Did I?
I reckon you did.
Oh, well, I'm so sorry.
I think you did. I reckon you did say gander, Kevin.
Okay.
What are we doing here? Are we old western town with a saloon around?
You know what? I have. That actually makes a lot of sense.
Over yonder?
I have been on a western kick.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like,
all right.
I finally watched all of the Man with No Name trilogy.
Okay.
And
right.
I just watched Stagecoach.
Gunsmoke.
You know, no, I haven't gotten to Gunsmoke yet. Or The Rifleman. It's been mostly movies. And now I've got The Searchers and Rio Bravo up next. So, you know what?
There's this new show, Bonanza. You
okay,
gotta see,
that
Kevin.
Is, shut up. So, you might, you know what? That's fair. Stagecoach is from 1939. So, you know what? That is a fair critique. Mm-hmm. I wanted to real quick talk about somebody that we talked about a great deal yesterday, and I know you really dig this guy. How did you feel about Kirk Cignetti getting the 8-year, $93 million extension for Indiana? If you want to look at a program who has changed remarkably under a specific coach, man, does this jump to the forefront.
He could go anywhere he wanted.
You're probably right.
If they didn't sign him to this contract, right?
Like, I bet Penn State would look at him.
Oh, man, yeah.
Or would have.
Yeah, and I love the fact that, like, this dude does win. Like, that's his moniker. I win, Google me. But he also, like, a program that none of us really cared about. Quite honestly,
for sure.
Not very many people cared about that program at all, and he has put them at the forefront of the NCAA college football playoff. So it's congratulations to him on earning that. Now, I do wonder, and I know they have lots of alums, they have lots of money rolling in. How that, like, does that change him? Does he stay motivated? Is he still that kind of guy? Is that just the beginning of the foundation of that program and he has another place to go? Because we haven't quite seen that version of him yet.
Well, I think 100% he stays motivated, because if I'm just playing like a little bit of devil's advocate right here, his buyout was about $10 million. Now it's up to $15 million. All right, so I'm going to use the same team again as an example. Penn State just paid their coach $56 million to go away. Mm-hmm. What do you think they would pay to buy out? If they were like, I want this coach.
Yeah, no.
And it feels like Cignetti could. I don't think that's going to happen now. But
he's still very, like, motivated.
He could name
still
his
go
price
yeah. okay.
at a lot of these different places.
I really
places.
Hope, like, because, Kevin, we see this happen all the time. You know, these programs, they just get pushed around by a coach, and he leaves them. The kids, you know, commit to it. I'd love to see him say, you know what, I'm going to be here. Nick Saban was there for a very long time.
Yep.
Fulfilled a lot of things there. I hope he fulfills that contract and those kids and takes them to a good place.
Look, I don't know how the TV execs feel about it, but I would love to see Indiana playing for the next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
National championship in football.
Against UNT.
I mean, sure.
Yeah.
Why the hell not? Or give me A&M. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We're live from Taco Bueno in Dallas, 7940 Forest Lane. And coming up next, it's time for AM on the FM.
We got the question of the day, plus Joe Mazzulla spoke. That's all you need to know. Next on the Fan.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We're live from Taco Bueno in the Forest of Dallas, 7940 Forest Lane. And Alex, some people are dunking on me on the fan text from the 682. Kevin, there's a really good movie coming out soon that's getting rave reviews called Casablanca. You should look into it. Okay, quick Casablanca story. When I worked at Blockbuster, we had the old movie program, and like if you didn't like it, you get a coupon for another free old movie. And so one of the people was like, hey, I need one of the favorite coupons. And I was like, oh, what was the movie they didn't like? Because I always want to know that. And they said, oh, Casablanca. They said it was boring. And I go, if you don't like Casablanca, you should not be allowed to rent movies. And that person was standing like right there. And he goes, I just thought it was really slow. And I was like, I'm just kidding, buddy. Here's two coupons. I was not kidding. But I had to like try to cover my ass right there. And yeah, so
did you offer for a suggestion for another movie
yes.
that was much dumber that he could watch?
Yes. Okay. I mean, look, I get it. And that's why, hey, if you're looking for a prestige movie, maybe that one. If you're looking for a nonsense movie that will rattle your brain still 2 days after you watched it, you
Dude,
need to watch Sleepaway Camp.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the precursor to that, let's say. Right now, don't think about it.
I spit on your
grave.
That's
the same thing when you watch Sleepaway Camp. Don't think about it. Just watch it. Right now. It's time for this.
What does this button do? Please, please, do not push the button. You have no idea of what it...
Alec, you be quiet.
Alec, that was awful. One for Alec, zero for Peyton.
Don't you dare touch that dial.
Don't you dare do it. It is time for AM on the FM. My name is Alec Medford, the man that they call the pride of Mansfield, Texas. 877-881-1053. Yeah, that is the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorneys text line to answer today's question of the day. Plus, Joe Mazzulla spoke into an open microphone. That's really all you need to know. Now, I'll give you the context. Remember,
I can't wait.
This is a follow-up to a story that you guys brought up.
Hey, I have a couple of updates for you.
Oh.
For both teams.
Oh.
Dan Quinn has officially ruled out Terry McLaurin for Sunday's game.
Oh, no.
However.
Oh, no.
Brian Schottenheimer has added that Trayvon Diggs had an accident at his home last night. He has a concussion, and he also is not going to play on Sunday.
Wow. Holy cow. I really...
Holy moly, Alec!
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
sorry.
That's not great.
Man, so I'm sorry, and we can still get to the question of the day, but like...
Yeah, yeah.
With McLaurin, we just talked about it with Mickey. It felt like when he didn't practice yesterday that it was trending in that direction. And so that was one of the things that Shoddy had said at the beginning of the week. I know he said it before, too, is like, it's not just can you practice, it's how do you feel the day after practice.
Sure.
And clearly for McLaurin and to a certain extent Deebo Samuel, that didn't sit well. So Terry McLaurin out. He still hasn't played since September 21st, but the Diggs thing is out of nowhere and obviously very vague, but Schottenheimer said, yeah, within the last minute and a half, that there was an accident at Trayvon Diggs' home last night. He has a concussion. He will not play. So multiple bits of breaking news right there.
Two things there. A, we do have Kyle Yeomans coming up at 1 o'clock.
Okay.
Maybe we'll have some more information on that. And then the other thing, this kind of proves the theory, like here we were, the Diggs and Bland getting healthier as they go along. They just do not like each other and don't want to be on the field at the same time is basically the theory that I've thrown out there that's being proven true right now, Kevin.
Yeah, that's that is wild. I'm sure we'll get more information about that. I just like you just hope it's something where like he
opened a cabinet.
Yeah.
It was an accident that really just something like that.
We've all had some wacky incident at your house to different degrees, but man, to hear that it not only gave him a concussion, but that he's not going to be able to play on Sunday. Actually, the fact that he can't play on Sunday because he has a concussion makes a lot of sense. And doesn't that make you wonder at all, not to diverge too much of like, do you think you've had an undiagnosed concussion, like outside of sports?
Yeah.
Because I've wondered that a couple of times. Like, if you really, like, smacked your head. Because the entire reason they know this is because he went to the Cowboys and they, like, observe him at their like, built-in medical facility. Whereas if that ever happens to you, I bet we all don't just go to the doctor the next morning, you know? And so I wonder, like, how many of all of us have had some sort of undiagnosed concussion, but Man, that's wild.
We got a, in my mind, I'm just going to assume this might be another Darren McFadden situation. Maybe a...
slip by the pool.
Yeah, slip by the pool kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's happened to all of us. Don't lie.
Yeah.
That, if you have a pool or have been around one, you have slipped. Maybe you didn't hit your head, but you have slipped and thought you almost experienced death. That happened to me like probably 2 or 3 weeks ago. Chasing one of my dogs around the backyard. So, yeah, it happens to the best of us. But, no, hope that everything's okay on that scene. Again, like you said, very vague. But Trayvon Diggs not going to play on Sunday. And, hey, even though he hasn't been playing well, him being out sucks. Because yeah. Anybody that's playing behind him, as Babe Loffenberg said this morning, you know, next guy up is the next guy up for a reason. He's not good enough.
Yeah,
so.
And if you think Kalen Carson can eventually be good enough, he's also coming off an injury. So if you're like, hey, maybe we're gonna work him in some, like, that is a lot to ask right there at a position where it's not like you're thinking, hey, we're really good at defending the pass. This is quite a stunning turn of events that both of these would come out in the span of a matter of minutes. So Trayvon Diggs, in case you've missed the breaking news, Trayvon Diggs suffered some sort of accident at his house last night, has a concussion. He is out for Sunday. And then Terry McLaurin, ongoing issues with the quad. He will also be out on Sunday.
When it rains, it pours for Mr. Trayvon Diggs. It seems like once he finally starts to find some sort of rhythm, which hasn't even been consistent lately, he's just been on the field, which has been nice, something comes up.
Can I ask you guys something about that then? Because I don't think this at all, but I see numerous texts coming in right now to this effect. I see it from the 469, from the 817, and another 817. There are multiple people who are texting in that they don't actually think anything happened.
Well,
and that he's faking a concussion.
I mean, you can think that. You weren't there.
Yeah.
You don't have a clue what's going on. And I don't either, and that's why I want more information on it.
Yeah, like, because they've questioned his motivation. I get it. Him and Micah were buddies, but I guess I don't view it at all. I still think he's hesitant, you know, mentally coming back from his injury.
You know, Kevin, that's an unfortunate, like, Jerry may have set the tone for that when he was questioning his rehab. And now, you know, we've seen other moments where you're like, where we're like, oh, man, did he want to tackle that guy? You know, and so there's always been a little bit of a question because he's a very unique guy, kind of guy.
And he said
I'll give him the benefit of the doubt until I find out more information.
And he said, you know, going back, he didn't necessarily think that maybe the Cowboys wouldn't bonus him.
Yeah.
That 500K. I know he's not necessarily like hurting from money for that perspective. But, yeah, sorry, Alec. There's no part of me at this moment that thinks he's faking it. And I was just kind of taken aback that so many people started texting in saying that that's like immediately what they thought.
You know what? I'm going to change the question of the day to actually go along with this then, because we did see some of the local media that was at practice yesterday showing off that the Cowboys secondary unit was working with Matt Eberflus and the defensive backs coaches on some press man techniques and some man coverage stuff in team drills yesterday. So do you think that with Trayvon Diggs being out, do you think this changes that? Do they say, hey, we're down an important player that whether we like it or not, whether we like the results we've gotten from him this season, he's probably one of the guys we want pressing and one of the guys that if he is healthy, he's one of the better man coverage guys. Do you think for at least 1 week now we have to abandon the idea that they're going to switch things up and maybe they do have to be a little conservative and say we got to sit back and cushion and zone, give people some space to make plays because one of your better athletes is now out for this game?
Maybe, but I feel like Eberflus has a really good understanding of what Reddy Stewart is, and he's been pretty comfortable letting him go out there and just be part of this defense. So I think he's going to say, hey, you go stand out there and do your job over there, and we'll do what we practice this week against this team and try and man up with them, especially without McLaurin. That might be a
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
An option that suits
them
well.
Yeah. I don't mind that idea now that I think about it, because Noah Brown on IR, I was just scared of the idea of the 2 weeks in a row getting a former Cowboy revenge game.
Yeah.
And now he's on IR, so we don't have to worry about that idea from me. But you mentioned Terry McLaurin being gone. Now I'm looking at guys like Luke McCaffrey, and I'm wondering with his shiftiness and his speed, what is that going to look like against a defense that already isn't doing too well against the explosive plays? But again, I talked about it earlier in the first hour of the show, guys, that I don't think Jaden Daniels still feels totally confident on that sprained knee. So
yeah.
I think there's a lot of things in favor that this might not be as bad as I'm expecting. I respect the history of Trayvon Diggs and what he has done, and I know what he can be. So I was thinking, man, he's been on the field for a couple weeks consistently now. Maybe this is the week he kind of figures it out, especially if some of these guys are missing. So maybe that's just me. But let me know, 877-881-1053. I'm going to steal something from Corey. The level of concern with Trayvon Diggs being out for this game against the Commanders with a concussion. Let me know, 877-881-1053, the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorneys text line, Twitch, and YouTube. Guys, you brought up a story earlier this week about the Boston Celtics doing something very unique. They played a game with their coaching staff against the local media, and the coaching staff obliterated the media 57-4. And it's fun and all, but Joe Mazzulla, being the psycho that he is, he found sentimental value in that. And I actually like his point of view in this, and I think he has some great points, but listen to how serious he took this game against the local media.
Hey, thanks for yesterday, too, guys. I obviously didn't know it was going to turn into what it did, but I don't think you realize how much it helped me, see. I think one of the reasons, there's no stage up here today, because I felt like after yesterday, we all had our guard down, and like we were all in the competitive arena together. That meant a lot to lower everyone's guard and, bust balls and do all that stuff. So it was cool to see everybody in a natural environment. And sometimes we're coming from a competitive arena and you're not in a competitive arena. You're just doing your job. And that's where things get misinterpreted. But like, for all of us to be in the same arena, I think that says a lot. So yesterday was very, very important. It'll be laughed at and joked about, but it means a lot more to humanize. We have too many interactions where it's coach and you, like, everyone's doing their job. But we all got to see Corrales shove, Jack Simone, which is no different than me getting pissed at Jack Simone's question, right? It's a competitive reaction to a thing that's going on. So if anything, we have to do it more, because it humanizes the competition. And I realize how much you guys really like the game and care about it. So I hope that it doesn't drag on as something that's funny. It's something that was serious, to So I meant that, and it was important that we did that yesterday, and we'll do it again. So thanks. Appreciate it.
I like that a lot.
That is a very well thought out answer.
Yeah.
And you know,
like, how many times do we think, man, if we could just get Shoddy in that group, you know, out on the field and just talk with them or treat them like regular people with us, how different the conversations might be in the future.
Yeah.
And look
at
what Sean and RJ and them have after they've built that bond with him.
I agree. And you know what? You might see it expand across the league, because I don't know if it just happened or if it's about to happen, but I think the Nuggets media is going to do the same thing.
Dude, I will dunk on Derek Lively so hard. He doesn't even know.
Uh-huh.
He doesn't even know. PJ Washington, dude, you got some.
It's against the coaches too, right?
Oh, not, yeah, never mind. I don't want them to get hurt and lose their confidence.
Okay,
this,
because I'm going to tell you this. If you played the actual Celtics and only lost 57-4, the fact that you got a couple buckets, I think, is pretty awesome.
That would be impressive.
Yeah, yeah, no, absolutely.
Jason Kidd will destroy us.
And, guys, real quick, I hope I can borrow some time here. It is a shout-out Friday, and this is going to be a little bit more of a somber shout-out. I want to give a shout-out to Mansfield Summit High School and the Summit Jaguars family. Been waiting for today to get to this. One of my former teachers, my economics teacher, Coach David McDonald, passed away on the 10th in his courageous battle with cancer. He was an OG Jaguar from the opening of Summit High School in 2002, the head boys soccer coach and economics and AP economics teacher. I believe I had him my junior or senior year. He was an excellent, excellent man, a great coach. And I just want to send some love to the school, all of the students who loved him. He was one of my favorite teachers in high school, and he was battling the entire time, but he would never let you know. He always had a smile on his face. He always dapped me up when I walked into class. I was always one of the first to show up. We would have a good chat every afternoon before everybody poured in from lunch. And he was just an incredible guy. His family is amazing. I want to send all the love in the world to his family, to his friends, and to Mansfield Summit High School for an immense loss of one of the OG Jaguars, David McDonald. Rest in peace, my friend. You were awesome. You taught me a lot, and appreciate everything you did for the school.
That was a lovely tribute right there, Alec. Thank you very much for that. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, Corey is going to be excited about this. It's time for Gridiron Gravy, the NFL Betrayal Index. What is it and why Dak leads the way? Next right here on The Fan.
1 yard line with 19 seconds under center. Play action. Prescott looking. He's got a man wide open. Left side. Ferguson for the second time today. Touchdown, Cowboys.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 through The Fan. We're live from Taco Bueno in Dallas, 7940 Forest Lane. If you want to come and see us, not the one off of North Central Expressway that we have been hanging out with a couple of different times. That's why we're in the Forest this week, 7940 Forest Lane. And right now, powered by Men's Tea Clinic, it's time to go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy.
Dip it and rip it. You know, I'm always concerned, Kevin, about the people that are, like, just here that didn't know about us.
Sure.
And that whenever that happens, they're like, what is going on in this cult right now? You know, but you know what? I say join the cult.
You know,
this one.
You know what I've really watched for a lot on the Football Feast Tour is to make sure there's not a string of people who come in and then they leave because they're like, well, I need to get my delicious Taco Bueno, but I'm just going to go through the drive-thru because I don't want to deal with these jacknuts. Luckily, it doesn't feel like that's really come up a lot.
Yeah. I don't see any nuts or any jacks in here.
Oh, my God.
Huh.
There could be somebody in here named Jack, right?
Anybody
now
in here named Jack? No. See?
All right.
Told you.
Kind of felt like a giveaway. So let's start. We'll get to the betrayal index, but if you missed the breaking news from about 25 minutes ago, it was a 1-2 combo for sure. Terry McLaurin with the continued issue with his quad. He is out for Sunday against the Cowboys. However, the Cowboys will be without Trayvon Diggs as he is currently in concussion protocol. The team says he seemed okay in terms of, like, hopefully, you know, long term, but you have rules to follow. There was an accident at his house last night that led to this, and he is currently in concussion protocol, so he is out for the Commanders game as well.
First, I mean, first and foremost, I hope he's okay.
And they did seem to say that. Yeah,
I really hope that he's fine. Everything's good there, and he can be back and rocking here in just a little bit. But for the immediacy of right now, the Cowboys got to figure out exactly how to get their cornerback squared away for this game.
Right.
But I think that Eberflus has some pretty good ideas. Kalen Carson coming back, I guess that answers the question Mickey had earlier, because you go ahead and slide him in and then keep those other guys that you had kind of standing around waiting for their opportunity.
Yeah. Now, a couple of other injury updates. There's not going to be any certainty about Kyler Murray. When the Cardinals injury report comes out earlier today, they said they're going to take the next 48 hours to figure out if he can play this weekend. And then we kind of prepared you that this would be the case early in the week, but Puka Nacua is out for the Rams and Jags game. But I felt like we'd kind of thought it might go in that direction. Now, let's get to the betrayal index. Now, Corey, you brought this... Fine. You brought this betrayal index up to me about 6-7 days ago. There you go for all these people doing that. And essentially, it's your quarterback ranking versus your team's defensive and special teams ranking.
Yes.
And so
the betrayal index.
Dak leads the betrayal index at a minus 31, meaning, and I'm not even sure how this part can be possible, he's ranked second in quarterbacks and 33rd in defensive and special teams. Now, I feel like that's a misprint, and it should be 36.
Or maybe they're saying there's another defense out there that still has – or a special teams that's still better than the Cowboys' defense and special teams.
Okay. I mean, but like
– I don't know.
Even if it was 32nd, that would still be a minus 30. Now, second on the list is Baker Mayfield, and the thing that really sucks about this is Baker Mayfield and the Bucs have the best record in the NFL. And so you're like, hey, that's fine. I bet Baker Mayfield's okay with the way things are playing out. The top five is Dak, Baker, Lamar Jackson, Jordan Love, and Josh Allen. And Lamar Jackson and the Ravens and Dak Prescott and the Cowboys are the only two teams in that group that have a losing record with that quarterback. And that's in part because those are the two worst defenses in the NFL.
Yeah, again... Dak's never going to point a finger in that locker room.
Sure.
But the reality exists. You see the reality about this whole thing.
Can I ask you a question about that?
Ask.
Every now and again, though, it's okay to go ahead and point that finger, right?
Yes. I don't know if you do it in public. That's the
like, definitely
that's,
not.
I don't. I've always been one of those that in the public eye, you defend much as you can. And Dak does a really good job of that. But then, and people say that on the sidelines and in the huddle, and he holds people accountable. And maybe he is not as much of that. But, yeah, dude, the defense is pointing the finger at themselves a lot of times right now. And that is a reality. Like, that proves what's happening there. And if he's that much of a leader... Like Jerry was saying earlier.
Yeah, and I feel like we mostly all accept that.
Yeah,
right?
But if he is that voice that gives everybody in that room the belief that they can win, then those guys are working their tails off to try and fix this defense right now. Like, that's the only – and the same thing goes for the guys like Baker. Hey, we'll figure out a way to right this ship so that Baker doesn't have to carry this whole thing by himself.
What would you call the opposite of this? Like, we're saving your ass index?
Yeah, probably
like,
so.
Like, for the
yeah.
quarterbacks who are the worst, but their defense and special teams. Like, Daniel Jones. So, Daniel Jones, he's not being bailed out by the defense or anything, but he's ninth on this list. And I think that's unfortunate because he's got the number one QB rank, but the defense and special teams is ranked eighth. I feel like if your defense and special teams rank eighth, like you probably aren't.
You're
like,
doing fine.
Defense.
Yeah, you're doing just
yeah,
fine.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, let's go from that to let's talk a little.
That shows a lot of balance for the Colts, though, man.
Yes. No.
A lot of balance.
Absolutely. I agree with that. Let's talk about some Thursday night football, guys. Were you locked in for Thursday night football, the Icy Hot Bowl that ended up being more entertaining than I possibly imagined it could have been?
I was, for a variety of reasons. I had DK Metcalf going. That was a struggle last night. I put Chase Brown on the bench. He did pretty well, so it was kind of a bad night for me overall. But it was, dude, Aaron Rodgers was so mad at his teammates last night. Every teammate got the ire of Aaron Rodgers at some point last night, especially Jalen, I believe it was Jalen Warren, who did a flea flicker when a flea flicker was not called. And he was like, what are you doing?
He just throws the ball back to him. Okay, I don't normally find myself in this position, but if I can defend Aaron Rodgers for one moment, the one I thought was legitimate is when his dude came up from behind him and did the tsunami on him and knocked his ass to the ground. And, like, yeah. I could see how Aaron Rodgers is like, what in the actual hell are you doing?
Yeah. There was that throw. Who was the throw? It was the throw to DK Metcalf, the interception that – That was fascinating, dude. Amazing job by the defender to make that play. And, you know, DK Metcalf had a lot of struggle last night. I didn't think it was as fun of a game as I expected it to be, but it was more fun than I thought it would be. Is that weird?
I am somewhat confused, but also intrigued by what you just said.
Thank you very much.
So I'll say good.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like Mac Jones is going to start again this week. They're still on the fence about Purdy, and Mac Jones has been playing very well. It looks like he will be good to go after
returning.
If there's
any question about Purdy,
I would agree.
Him a break, man. Mac Jones is doing a serviceable job. Unless, you know, you're Shanahan and you're like, we're having to cover up a lot of warts and we're just able to slip by. But do whatever you can to give Purdy the time to recover.
And Mac Jones is back as a full participant, so obviously
good for him.
That will help. Now, the Commanders made a move, perhaps in anticipation of the issue with McLaurin and somewhat the issue with Deebo Samuel. They picked up Treylon Burks, former first-round pick, added him to their practice squad because they are getting very thin at wide receiver. We had already talked a couple days ago about Noah Brown going to the injured reserve. George Kittle said he is going to play on Sunday. Now, you can just take that at face value, but as Mickey said, sometimes players will tell you they can always play. And then let's go to Micah Parsons. Micah Parsons kind of lashed out at the officiating yesterday, and I do think he made a lot of good points about how penalties seem like they're stilted towards supporting the offense. The one part I didn't agree with him was they called defensive holding all the time, but never offensive holding. And I was like, I feel like they call offensive holding all the freaking time.
Never against him.
Which is fair.
Yeah,
but that culture is already seeping into Green Bay to just complain about the officials. I'm not saying they're wrong,
yeah,
but it doesn't feel like you're ever going to win a game by complaining about the officiating.
You remember how long we let Danny Crawford screw the Mavericks over before finally we said, enough? And we were like,
you've
been screwing the Mavs over, and then all of a sudden the Mavs win that game that night. Maybe this is that. Maybe this is they're like, hey, look, we got to make it public. But you can make it public, but still understand that you have to fight through it. Like, that's something you can't just go, well, mindset is now they're screwing us over and there's nothing we can do about it.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, live from Taco Bueno in Dallas, 7940 Forest Lane. Cowboys win because Cowboys lose because. We'll do it next right here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.